Thank you, Madam Chair, and I take the floor first of all to apologize that my colleague, Ms. Carol Dromer, who was supposed to be on the panel, was unfortunately not able to join us this afternoon due to unforeseen circumstances. And so, though I can't replace her, she is the expert, she is the deputy head of our health unit, I will nevertheless share with you some brief points on this very important aspect of Protocol 5, which is victim assistance. The ICRC engages in the field of victim assistance primarily in support to national authorities and principally, secondarily, in substitution of national authorities in exceptional cases. So in these two modes, we work in the provision of first aid, so primary health care, when it comes to trauma support or through ICRC-operated hospitals. In the field of mental health, which is a very important aspect, the impact of explosive remnants of war on victims, in particular on amputees, on their mental health. Including also the stigma faced by survivors, depending on the context. In some contexts, it might be a major stigma for male survivors. In other contexts, which is the majority of cases, women and girls are those that face this stigma even more, as was mentioned also by the distinguished panelists from Belgium. So mental health is an aspect that is unfortunately sometimes forgotten. The ICRC provides mental health and psychosocial support in support to national authorities in primary healthcare centers. In the context of our physical rehabilitation programs, on which I will say a few words in a little bit, and also very importantly in detention. Now in places of detention, the needs of detainees that have been victims of explosive remnants of war are a major issue. And when I say needs, I mean, well, their physical needs, so the treatment to their physical injuries, but also mental health and psychosocial support. And in the context of providing healthcare services in detention, the ICRC runs mental health and psychosocial support programs for ERW victims in places of detention. In just a few figures to highlight the most recent figures with regard to our PRP programs, in 2018, the ICRC's physical rehabilitation program supported 189 projects worldwide, helping more than 457,000 people. A total of almost 25,000 artificial limbs were delivered to people in the year 2018. This figure includes almost 6,000 prostheses delivered to victims of mines or explosive remnants of war, including 418 women, 5,295 men, and 221 children. 242,184 patients in total received physiotherapy services from the ICRC in 2018. And out of these, 108,422 were children, so almost half. In the context of physical rehabilitation programs, I wanted to highlight the special impact of ERW on children and the special needs of children, in particular due to the need for regular replacement of prostheses as a child's body evolves and their bone structure grows, and also raise the issue of access, the importance of access to healthcare. And when I say healthcare, I mean immediate healthcare and also follow-up, which makes a difference in the course of treatment for amputees who have immediate and regular access to proper healthcare in the course of their lives and those who do not. Risk awareness is crucial. The ICRC runs regular risk awareness sessions in weapon-contaminated areas. And the last point I would like to make is about the long-term aspects of victim assistance. So not limited to the immediate response or to the short and medium-term victim assistance, but also to socioeconomic reintegration of victims in an age and gender appropriate manner, and the need for international cooperation and assistance also on these longer term aspects of victim assistance. Thank you.